Our gospel reading comes from the book of Mark, chapter 12, beginning with verse 41, and it reads, "He sat down opposite the treasury and watched the crowd putting money in the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which are worth a penny. Then he called his disciples and said to them, 'Surely I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all of those who contributed to the treasury. For all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, also all she had to live on.'" The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. The title of my sermon today asks the question, would you accept a dare to tithe? When we were children, many of us played some very challenging games. Tell me if this one rings a bell with anybody. One of the most challenging games I've ever played began with the words, "I dare you." Has anybody ever played that? Let me see some hands. Somebody ever dared you to do something? Some of those things that I was dared to do, I have been dared, believe it or not, to do some funny things. I've been dared to do some scary things. And I've even been dared to do some crazy things. And for those of you who are brave, and if you're curious, and you want to know about some of the specific things that I have been dared to do through my life's journey, at some point later on, I dare you to ask me what they were. But I digress. Today's gospel lesson challenges us to look at a situation that almost feels just like a dare. Here we find Jesus sitting opposite the treasury with his disciples nearby. And as they're sitting and they're watching all the people coming and going, they're watching lots of people with lots of money coming through and just filling up the treasury collection box. And then, during the course of the day, he sits and he sees a poor widow walking into the treasury. He sees her reaching into her purse, and she pulls out two coins, which we learn is equal to one of the pennies that I gave the children, and she put that in the collection box. After doing that, she folds up her now empty purse, tucks it away, and then she walks out to wherever it is that she has to go. With no money, and who knows if she has even the hope of getting any more. And as Jesus witnessed this take place, he called his disciples over, and he said to them, "Truly, I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all of those who had contributed to the treasury, for all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything that she had, all that she had to live on, her very last." And as I replay this statement in my mind, and I reflect on what Jesus is saying, and what the woman actually did, I can't help but to wonder, what motivated this poor widow to put her last penny in the treasury's collection box? Was it done because she knew something that Jesus' disciples did not know? Or was it done because someone dared her to put her last bit of money in the collection plate just to see what God would do in return? Here's the question that really got me thinking. What if it were God? What if it was God that dared this poor widow to put her last bit of money into the collection box? If this is the case, I can't help but to wonder what it would look like if God would say to you, I dare you to put me to the test, to see what would happen if you were to tithe.
Time to talk, and I mean business.
What do you have there? Some for me? Oh, money.
Well, after everything the pastor's been preaching about the topic of tithing, I need some advice.
For the love of money is a root of all sorts of evil.
I don't love money.
It's more of a very strong life.
So what's your advice on tithing?
We need to tithe.
Wait a minute. Just how much are we talking here?
Only 10%.
Only?
That means we do get to keep 90%.
We should get to keep all of it.
10%. Is that before or after taxes?
Valid point. But better yet, are there any loopholes you could think of so we can avoid all this?
Yeah, I like that. Loopholes. Like, aren't we supposed to be cheerful givers?
Let's not be cheerful then. We can't give anything now. That would be wrong.
You need to change your attitude and realize everything God's done for us.
What has God ever done?
God sent his son to die on the cross in our place for everyone's sins.
What's that? Sorry, didn't hear a thing. Wait, I can't hear you while I keep on talking. So I'm just going to keep on talking. Blah, 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 blah. Hey, wait a minute. Stop. What do you think you're doing?
10. That's 10 bundles, so this is 10%.
That is a lot of money. Think what you could do with all that money.
Malachi chapter 3, verses 8 through 10 says that we are robbing God when we withhold our tithe.
That is so rude.
God then dares us.
Yeah, so what does God do then? He double dares us?
In this case, God allows us to test him.
Sounds like a double dare.
When you tithe obediently, God says he will open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you a blessing until it overflows.
So give, and you get back. Sounds good. Like bribing God to get what we want. More money. And we'd look good. Yeah.
Everything should be done with pure motives of love and thankfulness for everything God has done.
What has God ever done? Wait, you know what? Forget I even asked that. I don't want to hear it. La, 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 la. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to.
How can I not give at least 10%? God does everything for me, and he does continue to bless me in my work.
But God doesn't always bless people with money. Sometimes it's with crazy stuff like joy and peace and contentment. Yuck. Who needs that?
For one, I do.
As 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17 says, fix your hope on God, who richly supplies us with all things to enjoy.
See, God is rich and will look after us. Look, all of this has come from God. I can certainly manage to give more than 10%. In fact, because it all came from God, everything really belongs to God. Everything I have, I choose to give to God.
How?
Well, besides tithing, I give God my house. I will let God use my house.
No.
Yes, I will let the youth group know that they can hold studies and game nights right here at my house. And God can use my car.
This is way too much.
Well, there's an elderly lady who needs to be picked up and driven to church every Sunday. I can do that. And my time. God can use my time.
Not your time. Time is money.
Well, Wednesday evenings are usually slow. I'm not pretty good at sports. I can help with games at the kids' club.
I can't breathe. I just can't breathe. I need to breathe. I gotta get out of here.
This is good. Okay, let's go get some coffee. I have questions about a few other things.
As you have just witnessed, the struggle that many of us go through, trying to decide if we should tithe, how we should tithe, or what we should tithe. And as you have heard, tithing means giving more than just your money. It means making use of all of the gifts that God has blessed you with. And if we can do that, if we can manage to take a look at ourselves and take a look at how God has blessed you and take a look at all the gifts that you have that you can freely give, what you will discover is that you are truly living into all of the blessings that God has given you. And if we can manage to live into those gifts, then and only then will we be able to confidently say that we are living into that fast that we talked about in our Old Testament reading. When we give of ourselves, when we tithe, what we are doing is we are adding a way to loose the bonds of injustice by helping those to break free from oppression. What we're doing is we're sharing our bread with those who are hungry, sharing our clothes with those who are naked. We are helping those who are homeless to find a place they can call home. How many people do we know struggle to meet just the basic needs of life, while others live in abundance? If we can manage to be faithful in doing all those things by tithing however God touches your heart to do, what you will find is you will become a light that will break through the darkness in all the world that's going around. When all folks are ready to just give up, you can be that blessing by just simply giving of yourself. And so it's with that God calls us to be faithful in our tithing, in our givings, in our doings. Beloved people of God, this is what your life could look like if you were to accept God's challenge to tithe. What you will be is a beacon of hope for those who stand in need. And so, I leave you with that question to wrestle with. Would you accept a dare to tithe? And at this point, I don't want anybody to answer that question out loud, because your choice to tithe or not is something that you work out between yourself and with God. And so, again, as you wrestle with that, pray on that, meditate on that, and decide how God is guiding you. And then you can answer whether you accept the dare to tithe or not. Amen? Let's pray. Loving God, we thank you so much for blessing us in so many ways. And we thank you, Lord, for the encouragement of blessing us that we might be a blessing for someone in need. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.